street.
One of the main things that I've really been into lately too is I've gotten this question a lot, and now that I have you on, I would love to see your opinion on it. But I come across a lot of people who have the trouble of figuring out what they are passionate about, because they have been guided down this path since middle school or since high school, either by their parents or by the establishment, to pursue some certain career, but it's not what they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And they wake up when they're 20s and realize that I'm going down a path I hate. I'm going down a path that I'm going to see myself miserable in, right? How do you take someone who is completely lost at sea, who has taken a complete left turn a long time ago, and is very, very far away from what they loved, from discovering what they love to do, and just not even knowing where to begin and how to find it?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you take that person, and how do you take them on a journey to figure out what they like? They could like building sandcastles, and they would never know. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that. That is crazy. That is, but you would never know what this person loves because they've literally done nothing but sit under a car engine all day or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do to someone like that? How would you do?
Based on my experience, what I would do is, if you think you're interested in something, go volunteer. Go somewhere where you think you might be interested in something and say, hey, I'm really interested in this field, but I don't want to invest a bunch of money in school unless I know that I like it. Would you mind some free work? Would you mind some volunteer work? And I'm telling you, nobody's going to turn down free work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to do it, and you have to be willing to put in all of the effort that you can. But experience, life experience, is what teaches you exactly where it is that you want to be in life. Now, the whole LSAT thing, I wasted $3,000 on prep courses. I wasted 2 years of my life, but it wasn't a waste. You know why? Because the LSAT still taught me material that helped me in the social work program.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the best is that I didn't have any regret of wondering what if, mm-hmm. and I figured out what it is that I wanted to do.
Yeah, that's what you got out of it.
Exactly.
It was a journey, it may be a detour, but at the end, you figured out your passion.
Exactly.
And everyone takes so many different life courses. Some people got to go on soul searches across the country. Some people have to really hit rock bottom. The answer that I give people who ask that question to me is, you have to leave the driveway. You have to get out there and experience life. You have to try new things. You have to step outside your comfort zone. You have to try things you never thought you'd try before when it comes to everything from food to actions to behaviors that if you always wanted to smile and be happy without a reason, try it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
if you want to be that person that is like, is always chill, just do it. Just try to act always chill. Like, just apply these different ways in your life. Like, I think that's really the only way you're going to be able to come to any conclusion. You know, like, you have how many weeks left in your life to live? And all you really need to do is take a couple of those weeks to experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And you may find something that you freaking would spend the rest of those weeks loving. You know, like, it's just really important to have that, because then you're going to wake up when you're older and really regret a lot.
Exactly. You know? And it's also important to keep in mind that a lot of people that are in the careers that they genuinely love didn't go to school for those careers. They have a degree in something completely mm-hmm. unrelated.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important know that if you have a degree, even if you end up working in a field that is not related to that concentration, it's still going to help you, because they look at the fact that you committed to something and completed that commitment. You accomplished it. So perhaps a social work master's degree isn't sufficient for corporate America, but it's still a master's mm-hmm. degree. So
yeah, I think it's important to follow. Sometimes you have a gut feeling about something, and you know, you don't have to turn it down all the time. Like, I think there's more neurons in your heart and in your gut than there are in your brain, or just as many, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you feel something with your heart, or you have an intuition, a gut intuition, it's literally because you got neurons in there,
mm-hmm.
and there's something in there. There's something that we don't know about, but there's speculation that you can actually, in a sense, have some thought with your gut, like in a sense, some connection.
Yeah. And that introduces the whole fight or flight response, right? And your gut is, you know, your brain, sometimes it can be wrong. Mm-hmm. Your heart, most definitely your emotions are wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Your gut.
That's like your sixth sense. That's exactly. Like your spider sense right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.